Hey, this is Kate Vidalich from FatLossAccelerators.com, and in today's call, I have a really awesome guest on the line. Now, I'm totally pumped because I've got suspension training expert Dan Long from SuspensionRevolution.com here with us today. Hey, Dan, thanks for being on the call.
Hey, Kate, thanks so much for having me today, and I'm hoping to bring some motivation and some inspiring new things to the people out there and everyone who follows with what you're doing, and I'm excited to be here today, so thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, guys, I met Dan over in California early this month at the Fitness Business Summit that I was telling you about, and he is one of the most passionate guys in the industry. So how about I let Dan do a proper introduction so that, you know, I don't miss out on any of all of his greatness. Dan, please,
Absolutely.
Take it away.
Absolutely. So my name is Dan Long. I'm actually located here in Tampa, Florida, beautiful, sunny Florida. I am the owner of Kill Mode Training Company, and we have a training company located in a powerhouse gym that is located in downtown Tampa Bay. Very amazing facility if anyone's ever looking when you come in the Tampa Bay area to visit. Also launched the TRX suspension training around 4 years ago, and basically started up group training with TRX and individual training. Within a very short amount of time, everyone out there, you know, this is a passion, like Kate was saying, for me that, you know, I don't feel like this is a job. I get to do what I do and I love, and I get to help a lot of people all over the world, including here in Tampa. And so my personal training business that I started out with actually became very, very successful in around a year's time. So I was able to achieve some of the things that people achieve maybe in 10 to 15 years in the industry in less than a year, which is a huge blessing. And then my TRX suspension training was what I surrounded myself with, which was one of the niches that I really, really believed in. I really wanted to bring to the Tampa Bay area, and I became really well known for that. So I've recruited, you know, some of our top military personnel, a lot of NFL players, a lot of MLB players, a lot of Olympic swimmers, moms, dads, kids, I've had them all. And, you know, I became this expert in suspension training because obviously I loved it so much that I wanted to express my feelings and my passion for what it was that, you know, cutting edge fitness had to bring to the world. So I became really well known for that really fast. I rehabbed a lot of military personnel that were blown up by roadside bombs to, you know, NFL players that will look to get that cutting edge to get, you know, their game to be Super Bowl status. To I've trained Robinson Cano, $600 million player for the Yankees. I mean, the list goes on and on. So with the beauty of my background and philosophies, I know everyone's wondering, what does kill mode mean? Kill mode, you know, I'm 40 years old, everyone, and if you've seen my pictures, I'm pretty ripped at 40 years old, and I'm pretty proud to say that, and I wanted to be an inspiration to all the other 40-year-olds around and also younger in the world, and so suspension training was a huge part of that. Well, kill mode is my actual brand and who I am. In my training, I have a mindset that I train in order for you to build the lean muscle mass. In order for you to maximize your fat loss and really, really drive yourself and your body and your mind and spirit to a level that you never even thought you could reach, I teach a mindset which is called kill mode. It's something that I developed when I was really young. I was a long-distance runner, so everyone knows, a little background real quick. I have 3 years cross-country running. I have 3 years track and field, 2 years football, and I've got 5 years in baseball. And when I was a long-distance runner, everyone knows that running is monotonous. It just, you're going and you're running, and, you know, I would run 9 miles a day. And so with running 9 miles a day, you get to the point where your mind starts to play tricks on you. You know, it's more about 90% mental and 10% physical. So I developed this thing I call kill mode, where basically I take anything that I do. It could be the run. It could be reps. It could be miles. Whatever it is that you're doing, and you basically cut it in half. Now, we know that if I was to say to you, Kate, all right, Kate, I want you to do 40 TRX rows right now. Automatically, the number 40 becomes like this big number in your head, and it already intimidates you to the point that you feel like you possibly can't even accomplish 40 reps, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
What ends up, you know what I mean, right? So what ends up happening is I tell you and I teach you that you're going to forget about the number 40 and you're going to go on autopilot for the first 20. So just get on the apparatus, you start going, and you give me 20 reps at your normal pace. Don't think about nothing else and don't think about the number 40, just 20. But then when you get to 20, that's where inside your mind you have to completely shift gears. So now we know we have 20 left. So what we'll do is we'll count from 20 down to 1 instead of going 1 up to another 20 to make 40, right? So we're going backwards. Mm-hmm. So now the mind knows that you're going, because it's a lot easier to go downhill than it is uphill, right? So what I teach is kill mode is a shift in the mind. At the point you get to 20, now you hear me say kill mode. I coach you where your intensity now will increase. The adrenaline inside the body enters into the body and the mind, okay? All the fatigue has to go away, meaning if you're feeling fatigue, not injuries, but, you know, fatigue from, like, muscle burn, I teach you where that goes away, okay? And then you kick in this kill mode mindset where then you're giving an all-out max effort for the last 20, counting backwards, and I promise you that when you do this, you will execute more reps, faster times, longer distances, and you will get goal-shattering results just because of a kill mode mindset and a philosophy that I use in all my training. And it's amazing, Kate. It's shattered so many goals for so many clients, and it's doing that right now all over the world. So that's a big background of what kill mode is and what it's all about and how I'm able to achieve what I do. That's exactly what I do. And I teach this to kids, and they love it. I teach it to, you know, and this applies to life too, Kate, not just in exercise, but it really works well with exercise, and it really, really shatters goals. So if you want to use something, implement kill mode into your workout, and I promise you, you're going to get some goal-shattering results. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense because you think in your head that's such a big number to try and hit, and if you just cut it in half, I love that idea of just cutting the numbers in half and then counting down. Because I always try and chunk things as well with clients. If you just think of doing 5, but you know, I like the half and then count it down and kill mode, huh? I love it. I think you're also right. You can transfer this to the rest of your life, and that's what I like to teach people is, you know, breaking through these barriers in your workouts and reaching these goals in your workouts brings confidence to the rest of your life.
Right. And, you know, if someone's out there, let's use this for an example, you know, basically if you're out there and you're just wanting to get through the day and maybe you got something exciting going on at the end of the day or you're just, you know, you're done with being at work at the time and you really want to be done and you're in your 8-hour workday or 10-hour workday and so you cut your day in half. And I used to do that with my work weeks because I'd had so many clients and Thursday always became my hump day. And I always knew that, you know, getting through the second half of the week, I just got to give everything I got because the demand of how many clients I had was just amazing. So I used the kill mode mindset for the second half of my week, just like you would do for a 10-hour day or, you know, an 8-hour day. And it becomes almost like a game. And you really, really will push yourself to limits that you really never even knew that you could reach. And so, you know, it works well. And you know, one more thing with that, you know, with children, you know, I go into schools and I talk about nutrition and so forth. And, you know, it's really cool when I'm in there and explaining to a child that might be in second or fourth or sixth grade and talking to them and saying, hey, when you're in your classroom right now and I walk over and I'll turn the switch off on the light, because, you know, kids love when you turn the lights out, especially in your classroom. So
it's like nap time.
Yes, it is. It's like nap time. So they're like loving it, right? They're like, oh, party time. So I go over and turn a light off, and they're wondering what I'm doing. And I go, what is that I just did? And the kids are like, you just turned the light off. I go, that's a kill switch. And the switch just killed the lights, right? So I turn the switch off, and it kills the light. So once that happens, if I turn the key in my motor on my car, or I turn the lawnmower down to turtle mode and turn it down, what ends up happening? It kills the motor. It's the same thing with your electricity and your lights. You turn the light off, it kill switches, and it makes the actual light turn off. I go, but now, when I turn this on, boom, I turn it on, I go, what happens there? Now, all the energy just flew to the lights, and it turned it on. And I teach the kids, I go, when you're in a test, and you're trying to get 25 questions answered, and you've got 1 hour to get it done, or even 30 minutes to get it done. You're going to cut that time in half, and you better be at your half point on how many answers that are to be to those questions, and you know that you have to give promo for that second half of that test. That way you get all your answers in, and I go, it's the same thing with a switch. So when you turn your kill switch off, it turns the lights out, it turns the motor off, it turns off whatever it is you're trying to kill the motor on, or the electricity. I go, but kill mode is when you flip the switch on and you give everything you got an all-out max effort, just like when electricity hits those light bulbs and that gas hits the motor, you're going to turn it on and you're going to click on kill mode and you're going to get through the rest of that test or the rest of that book that you've got to read or whatever it is you're doing. So it applies to life. It's very powerful. You know, God created all that. All I did is manifest it and call it something. And it's amazing what it does when you do wrap it around your mind and you use it, because it's very powerful, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great analogy, too, to use the children and to teach the kids, because that's where it all begins, particularly with school and also training for people to shift up to a higher intensity that you need to do to get those fast results. So
right.
I love this kill mode. It's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Let's just switch gears a little bit here and talk a bit about the suspension revolution that you've come out with and who this kind of program is best for.
Well, this is a great question. You know, I have had children, which we all know that obviously children should not be working with heavy weights because we don't want to stunt their growth and or possibly curve any type of growth inside their body and bones and so forth. So, you know, with children, you know, body weight is everything. If you want to teach your kid how to exercise and give them something fun to do, which my kids do with me, you know, you can have a child on a suspension trainer, and it's perfectly healthy for them. Then the beauty is everything in between, all the way up into the elderly. Elderly can actually use this, especially for the flexibility, especially for the lean muscle mass, the cardio. You know, it's hard to actually have using a lot of weights with a lot of the elderly, because obviously they're very prone to injury. Their bones are shrinking. Things are happening, and lean muscle mass starts to deteriorate. Well, this actually stimulates that. So I've had clients up to 90 years old on these apparatuses, and I tell you, they love it. It's fun. It's body weight. It's functional. It's different. It hits deep tissue fiber. So who is it for? It's for children all the way up into the elderly, so everyone as far as age groups, and then into our elite, you know, sports figures, into our military. I mean, I trained, and I've been very honored to train the small elite group that protect our general here, right here in MacDill Air Force Base. Everyone can train on a suspension trainer, and that's what's beautiful about it, is it's not limited to anybody. It's actually very versatile for all ages, all walks of life, all sizes. It doesn't matter. Anyone can get on a suspension trainer, so it's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. From what you said here as well, I've had clients that are older, you know, 70 to 80s, fall in love with suspension trainers, primarily because they can get a great stretch on it as well, not even necessarily, you know, doing all the crazy exercises you might see.
Right.
It's just a great flexibility tool and mobility kind of implement that people can use, you know, anywhere in the world. You can take it outside. You can use it in the gym. You can use it in your apartment.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we, let's just face it, we're all going to get old and we want to feel like, I mean, I'm 40 years old. I feel like I'm 21 and I'm in the best shape of my life at 40. So my goal is to be, you know, 80 years old and be in the best shape of my life also, and have a lot of flexibility, because muscle is going to deteriorate, you know. Bones are going to shrink. It's just part of our life. That's what happens. But if you can stay flexible and you don't feel like when you sit up from a chair that you're 80 years old, then you know what? I did my purpose. And so creating the suspension revolution, the beautiful thing about this program, Kate, is there is an entire beginner's program for anyone. Even if you want to stay at beginner level, it's perfectly fine. It'll still keep you great in shape. But let's say you want to press it because you're an athlete or someone who's really looking to get really ripped. I created an intermediate program. So there's an entire 4-week intermediate program. And then if you really want to take it to the next level, I created a 12-week advanced program in the Suspension Revolution program so that now you have something that you can even challenge your mind, body, and spirit with even farther. So there is something for everyone in the Suspension Revolution program. And there's no doubt that even if you didn't even know how to use a suspension trainer in this program, I teach you all the moves, all the structuring with your feet to making sure that you're looking in the right spaces. I mean, you name it, it's in there. And that's the beauty of this program is that it's actually built for everyone, including the beginner program could be used for children. So it's a great tool, and I believe that everyone's got now these days a suspension trainer hanging somewhere, if it's not in your gym or if it's not in your fitness center, it's in your home, wherever it may be. And a lot of people don't know how to use it. And so that's why I created this program to give you something to feel comfortable to walk up to a suspension trainer and say, all right, Dan gave me something to feel comfortable. And even if you do one exercise a day before the whole entire year's over with, you're going to have it mastered.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I've even got one in my apartment in New York here. So I think you're totally right. There's space for everyone to have a suspension trainer or just feel confident using it, like you said, at the gym. Because they're in nearly every commercial gym you step into these days, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, and again, if you don't want to do an entire a TRX or whatever suspension trainer, Jungle Gym XT or SBT workout, you can still add this in. And I tell you, that's what I do with a lot of my weight training too, is I superset. And I actually I build the muscle mass with that and stay with that super athlete-looking body by using suspension training, and I also supplement it with other exercises. So it's another tool and another way to actually gain a ton of flexibility, get some amazing stretches that you cannot get on any machine or any free weights cannot give you. I mean, it's just an amazing tool that, you know, I called it my own because even though I don't work for the companies, I called it my own because I believed in it so much and became very well known for it. And now I've been labeled a fitness suspension training expert. And it's just awesome, Kate. I love helping people, and I really want to help some more people out there. You know, if you're looking to shed a ton of weight, this will do it. If you're looking to strengthen your core, this will be the best thing in the entire world that you could ever use to make your core stronger, which we all know when your core becomes stronger, all your workouts become easier, and so does life, including picking up a kid or a child when you're just walking around and you got to run around the house, a two-year-old, or, you know, and we all know what that does to your back because I got three kids myself. And then, you know, you go to the grocery store and you're lifting, you know, bags and your grocery cart. Everything, when your core is strong, or your laundry, it becomes a lot easier. So your core is everything. The doctors will tell you that, and I preach it, and I've helped a lot of people with it. So it's an amazing, amazing thing, and that's one of the reasons why also I created Suspension Revolution.
Awesome. So what's an example of one of your favorite suspension workouts, just so the listeners at home can get an idea of what's involved?
Well, one of my favorite suspension trainer workouts would be an all-core workout. I love training my core. I push the limits. But for a basic exercise program, you know, I love to maybe get in some free weights and do some different things that I do with free weights. But then I love to train my core. So a favorite workout would be, let's say I would do some front planks, and I would be suspended on a suspension trainer. I use a TRX because I really love the TRX. It's one of the first ones out, obviously.
Likewise, I love the TRX. I think
it
was the classic. You know, it first came out, and it was just
it's the most comfortable
kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's the most comfortable. They've went through many revisions. This thing is really come around a lot, and it's just been my go-to apparatus. But they're all great. But I would say some front planks, you know, doing some front planks. I like to kind of push it. So if I'm doing a front plank, I like to do a superhero plank. I call that a superhero plank where you got one arm out in the front and one foot inside a foot cradle and the other one's dangling in midair. Or you can do 2 feet in a feet cradle and actually do two elbows on the ground. And then I may add in some body saws in there. I love to do abs. I do 700 abs a day, believe it or not, five times a week. And
Whoa.
When I do the abs, suspension training is one of my tools that I use for my abs. I'll do sets of 100, believe it or not. But sets of like 20, 25 is pretty normal. So I love doing those also. So that's a ton of core right there. I love doing oblique crunches in a set, in a circuit. So I'll throw in some oblique crunches, which is my knees out to my left elbow, and then swing the body around and bring my knees out to my right elbow. And then I'll do some side planks, so suspended side planks on one elbow, hand up in the air, and then I'll do maybe the hand that's up in the air, I'll tuck it under the body and bring it into a complete turn and reach underneath, bring it back up, and then maybe hip drop. So I love to drop the hip down to the ground, bring it back up, especially with men. I will tell you, and me being a man, hip flexors are one of our not most favorite things to train. And with suspension training, you know, what I've found is the more flexible my hip flexors are, the more capability and more athletic exercises I've been able to do. So my hip flexors are so strong. And, you know, in some of my photos, you can actually see how my hips and my abdominal area actually separates really well. That has to do with suspension training. So I add those in there also. So I do side planks with hip drops, and then I'll do a reverse plank with my heels in the feet cradles, hands underneath me, completely suspended up like a surfboard, looking at the ceiling. And then I may even do some scissors, working my IT bands on my legs while I'm doing a reverse plank. So there's a nice circuit for you for core training on suspension training, which is just a core shredding, fat shredding, muscle building, amazing greatness workout.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That sounds like a great... How many times a week would you do a circuit like this?
Well, for advanced, it would be up to 3. For mm-hmm. someone who's just beginning, try it one time and see how your body reacts, because, you know, everyone's fitness level is obviously at a different level. So it's always nice to try one circuit, you know, try a circuit out. If you feel like it was pretty easy, you could do another circuit. You could do that circuit that I just gave, like up to 3 or 4 times in one day. And then basically if you feel like 2 days later you can go back at it again, then you can go back at it again. But if you're feeling, because I'm telling you, suspension training will open up your mind to muscle groups in your body, because you're training over 600 muscles at one time, it will open your body and mind into a whole new level. So try it once, wait 2 days, see how you feel. If you can feel like you can get back into it, then you probably could do 3 times a week. If not, maybe wait till Thursday. So if you did it on a Monday, wait till a Thursday, maybe on the 3rd day, because we all know the 2nd day is the worst as far as
how
your body
reacts.
Yeah,
it sneaks up on you with TRX. It killed me the first workout. And I felt fine, but it was the next day that it was torture.
Yeah. Yeah, and when that happens, Kate, you know, get on that TRX or your suspension trainer and stretch it out, you know. Get on that thing and stretch it out real well and get those muscles woke up and get that lactic acid out of there, and it'll really set you up for success for the next round. So I do not recommend not doing anything. Obviously, you're just letting that lactic acid sit in the muscle walls, and it's just going to take longer to heal. So get that body moving, get that blood flowing, and before you know it, you'll feel great again. So that's an amazing core workout that it will wake up muscles again that you've probably never felt ever be worked before.
That sounds awesome. Awesome. Now, where do you see this kind of training, the suspension training, heading in the future?
Well, you know, it's been out for about 6 years now in its own way. And where do I see it heading? Well, first off, I want to say that it's not even been tapped into. You know, here I am, one of the first guys to come out with a program that has anything to do with the suspension training, which tells you where this type of training is right now. You know, other countries haven't even dabbled into suspension training yet, so there's so much growth for it to actually still hit the airwaves of everyone going, oh, wow, what is that? You know, I still get people today. What is TRX? What is suspension training? So where it's headed is, I believe now, especially like with the programs that I'm creating, you know, I believe it will become a lot more mainstream a lot faster. Even though it is pretty mainstream now, I think that you're going to see it in more places. You're going to see it more in home fitness centers, inside condominiums and apartments and people's homes. It'll become a household tool, just like, you know, maybe an ab exercise tool that you use, or maybe some free weights or a stability ball. I believe that suspension training will replace the stability ball. I really do. I don't think the stability ball will ever go away, but I believe that the people that have been using stability balls, they'll see that suspension training has way more to offer than just a stability ball does. And I'm going to incorporate stability ball work with suspension training in the future too for programs. But, you know, I see it also hitting in the future. I believe that you're going to see it also engage with a lot of children, because there's not a lot of things to offer for kids except for running around playing kickball and baseball and doing some sports. I believe that it will also bring some exercise tools to our children base, which I would love to see, because we all know that we have a huge obesity problem, and I would love to see the suspension training hit that. So I believe that will end up happening. It's happening more and more in the Tampa Bay area every day. And then I believe that it's headed really mainstream, especially with athletes, because I can't tell you how many athletes would look me up and say, hey, I heard you do suspension training, and, you know, Drew Brees, the MVP for the New Orleans Saints, was a spokesmodel for TRF suspension training, and when that happened, the next day he won the Super Bowl, I was called by Chris Hovan, which at the time was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he said, hey, I heard you do suspension training, and my best friend is Drew Brees, and I really want to come over and check that out, and I really want to get involved, you know, because Drew told me that it is the cutting-edge, newest, amazing thing to really set my athleticism to an all-new level. So athletes have caught on. So it's really going to become more and more mainstream. That's where it's headed, Kate. And I'm loving to be a part of it, and I'm hoping to affect a lot of people all over the world and really become someone who people can go to rely on, to really help them raise their fitness level.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. I think you're spot on there. And particularly with the kids, I think it's a great thing, because it's, you know, you're using your body weight. It's not something that's going to affect the stunt of growth, and it's going to get kids off the couch playing, you know, video games and eating potato chips, right?
Right, exactly.
Get those guys out there. All righty, Dan. Well, thank you so much for being on the call today. Just before we go, if you don't mind just letting the listeners know where they can get a hold of you, where the best place is to catch you, and how they can get some more awesome information about you.
Okay, beautiful, sure. Anyone who wants to find me, I've got numerous things. I'll go down the list here. First off, suspensionrevolution.com. You can find the program Suspension Revolution there. If you want to follow my blog, you can go to suspensionrevolution.com/blog. So you can go there. I put some great information up there for you. I will also have links there for you to purchase the TRX or any of the accessories that you need. Also, you can find me at Kill Mode Dan Long. That's K-I-L-L Mode Dan Long. You can find me on Twitter at that label, and you can also find me on YouTube at Kill Mode Dan Long. And then I post some crazy videos there. And
I know,
also,
I love your videos, Dan. They're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome videos.
Thank you. And then if you want to go to my personal training company's website, you can go to killmodetraining.com, and also you can find me on Facebook at Kill Mode Training Company, or Dan Long, and request me as a friend. I'd be happy to have you as a friend, and or you can get a lot of suspension training tips that I constantly post on Kill Mode Training Company's page, so you can also friend me there. So there's a lot of good information you could get from me there for free, and follow me, and I am so blessed to be here today with you, Kate. Thank you so much, and, you know, I thank God for putting you in my path to be able to meet you and create a great friendship, and I know you got a great following out there, and I respect you very highly, and thank you so much for having me today and being able to affect your listeners and your following and all your clientele around the world, and I hope that I can bring some more fitness and nutrition tips to all of your listeners. So again, thank you so much. And I want to let everybody know out there, if you think you're giving enough, I promise you you're not. You can always give more. And if you use the kill mode mindset, it will help you achieve and shatter any goal it is that you're looking to do in life.
Well, that's awesome, Dan. I have got a ton out of this today, and I'm sure that all of the other guys out there listening have also got a ton of awesome information. And so I just want to thank you so much again for being on board. It's totally rocked, and I think it's time to go and do some training kill mode style.
Get that kill mode.
Right-o.
Get that kill mode out. Make it happen.
I know. I'm like ready to go train kill mode right now.
That's awesome. So, by the way, if anybody, one more thing, let me give another plug. If anybody out there ever wants a kill mode shirt to inspire you, you can go to killmodegear.com, and there is a ton of pictures, a lot of good stuff on there. Also, killmodegear.com, because a lot of people have been asking me from all over the world, man, where can I get a kill mode shirt? So I finally have a partner that actually helped me get this thing up and running. So anywhere in the world, we can ship you a kill mode shirt with free shipping. For the U.S. and the United States, and just a small fee for outside the United States. So killmodegear.com, if you're looking to wear a kill mode shirt and really take your fitness level to an all-new level, it is available.
Well, that's even better. Awesome. We can go kill mode in a kill mode shirt.
Yeah.
All righty, Dan. Well, that's what we've got time for today, guys. Thanks so much for being on board. Great call we've had. So get out there, train hard. Bring the intensity, and that's what's going to accelerate your fat loss results. So I'm Kate Vitalich. Hope you have an awesome day, and I'll speak to you guys later.
Thank you.